Yo, welcome back to another episode of Cinemania. I am your host, Marvin. I am currently in the most professional studio that I've ever done a podcast in. I'm actually working out of my car. I have my laptop in my passenger seat and my blue microphone literally on my dashboard, and I'm making a podcast. I've been wanting to do one at home, but literally, like, things have been popping off like crazy, whether it's personal life, business, all that good stuff. I really haven't had a chance to, like, sit down and sit at home and make my podcast. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make time on my break, and I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to whip my laptop out, have my mic set up. And I thought, like, you know what? A car isn't the worst place to do a podcast, if you think about it. It's secluded, it's quiet, you block out a lot of the noise, and if you guys hear anything in the background, like, the highway isn't that far away from me, but it's a little bit quieter in my car. It's almost September, which is insane. This is the third episode, and this should be much better quality than the other ones. The other ones, I've just been doing it on the go, just to get something out there. I miss being on a podcast. I miss talking about life and just kind of, like, sharing my journey, because it's ongoing. And it's been a crazy 6 to 7 years, which has been amazing. And it's nice to be able to talk about it with friends and other creatives and get other people on the show. And it's just nice to be back here. August has always been, like, a bad month for me. I don't know about you guys, but in my history, in my life, August has always been one month that I associate, like, just bad luck. I've had a lot of bad news coming in from, like, family and friends and people, just people in my life that are going through something. My girlfriend's, one of her family members were, got really, really sick and was hospitalized. Then one of her friends got, like, there was, like, a traumatic incident that happened in their lives. And then one of, like, our friends, like, girlfriends got really, really sick. And then my roommate's girlfriend and him, they had a breakup. It was just, like, a very, very sad month, man. So I'm looking forward to September. You know, I'm praying for everybody's health and everyone to get better. And it's just, like, I don't know, August is just a bad month. A couple of years ago, my dad got really, really sick. We thought we almost lost him, and that happened in August. So I always associate August as, like, a rough month, but, you know, I'm gonna try and shape my mentality and change it going down, like, in the future. But I hope everyone has had a great, great month, day, week, whenever you guys are hearing this. And I've been just thinking recently, I was talking to my buddy Zach. Zach Johnson was on my podcast previously, and we're going to have him back on. And we're just talking about how much we have grown and how much we've changed. And honestly, like, I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about my story about how I really went from zero to making a living out of this. I know I called it zero to six figures, and, you know, I'm in a very, very good position financially and in my life than I've ever been before. And just talk about, like, that whole journey and that process. You know, I've been very fortunate where, like, I've picked up a lot of skills along the way. And I think that's a very important thing that I'll talk about just being a versatile creative and not just limiting yourself to one thing. But, like, most creatives, I started doing this for fun. I was doing, like, powerlifting, so I wanted to, like, film myself. So, like, I started with my iPhone. I really didn't make much investments up front. I really only invested in, like, it was a selfie stick that turned into a tripod. I thought it was the coolest thing. I used a bootleg ripped-off version of Final Cut Pro 9 at the time, just to be able to edit my videos. And for a while, I did not make any money. I want to say 3 years I didn't make money, just because I was just doing it for fun. I didn't really think about making money off of videography or photography. It wasn't about 2 or 3 years into it that my first client ever was my barber. And we were doing a product shoot. I forget how much I got paid, but it was, like, a pretty solid amount where I bought a Sigma 16-35 millimeter lens. And I remember I did it with my younger brother, Eric, and we had no idea what we were doing. We just used, like, this black screen. We had, like, a very, very cheap light and a wide-ass lens. And I don't even think we had, like, a fancy microphone. We had, like, two offshoots and stuff, and we didn't make that much money. We made a pretty solid amount for what was considered at the time. But that being my first client shoot, it was crazy to finally get paid. And the money that I made from the shoot, I just reinvested it into my business. And I think that's one key takeaway from this podcast is definitely reinvest in yourself. Even if it's a little expensive, you have to think about what you're going to get in return a year or two down the road. One of the things that my therapist really like said to me too was like, what would future Marvin want? What would the future creator in you need to make that money? And you really have to put that in context. I was debating whether or not I want to buy a Mavic 2 Pro or Mavic Pro 2, whatever they're called. And I was like, oh, it's a huge investment. So it's almost $2,000. But again, you have to think about what's going to be better for you long term. So after that first video, I was like, okay, I guess I kind of have a portfolio, whatever. And then I just continued to vlog every single day. And then I vlogged at the gym, the CrossFit gym that I go to, and one of the guys that go there owned his own business, and he did a lot of medical, like it was blood sampling and things like that. I know nothing about that industry, but I know how to make videos. So he asked me if I could do a 1 to 2 minute video and to set my price. I gave him a random price that I thought would be great. He accepted it. And again, I was probably filming for like 2 weeks on that project, and I was able to turn around in about a month's time. So years go by and more clients decide to just pop out of nowhere. And that's the weird thing and the weird question that I get from a lot of people is like, how do you get more clients? How do you like build your business? And honestly, it's just a matter of doing it often, creating a platform for yourself where you can share your work. Because the thing is, guys, it's that everybody who wants to be a creator just needs to share it, because whatever size network you have, you become that person. For me, I try to post videos every once in a while, videos of clients, but I try to post photography religiously so that way I'm at top of mind for people, whether it's for wedding photography, wedding videography, business, corporate, anything like that. And for years, I would do this and one-offs would come, but then you get those returning clients. And that's the biggest thing too. Getting clients that will stick with you, you develop a great relationship with them. And then they recommend you to other businesses, other friends, so on and so forth. So how did I make this my living? So a part of it is I changed my career now about three or four times, which is really, really crazy. My undergraduate degree is in exercise science. My master's degree is in management. Both of those are just sitting and collecting dust. I started working in admission, and during my time in admission is when I started doing videography. And then my job at the time actually promoted me and switched me over to marketing. I have no experience in marketing whatsoever. And for a while, like, I just used that job to really hone my craft. And I did that for about 2 years, and I loved it, and I outgrew it. And during that time, my personal business was also blowing up. So my job at the time, I was making a pretty solid amount of money, but I was being grossly underpaid. So a lot of my free time, like I would take vacation time, personal days to work with other clients, because I was making a whole other source of income through that. So when you bring those things together, I was like making a very good amount, but I was working myself tirelessly. I would work 9 to 5 and then 5 to 9. I would be working with my other clients on my free time and on my weekends. And it was really, really good, but it was exhausting. And then as my client base started to grow, my portfolio started to grow, that and the investments that I would make in my equipment, I was able to amp up the prices a little bit more every single time. And then clients would be willing to pay that because that's what they believe you're worth as well. And I would even get clients from time to time that would try to negotiate my self-worth. And that's something that you have to really put your foot down and understand that, like, don't negotiate your prices because your prices are a representation of your worth and what you think that you're worth. Your time, the man hours that go into it, everything that you're worth. So never negotiate them. And then I got to a point where I left my job at the college that I was at, and I accepted the position that I'm currently in, and I'm making a lot more money. And it's taken over this course of 6 years, 7 years to be making as much as I do now. And I still do my clients on the side, but I'm very specific and strategic with who I want to work with because I'm thinking about my portfolio, I'm thinking about my future, and most importantly, I'm thinking about my spare time. And none of this happens overnight. I work day by day, every single day, to build my portfolio, to work on my clients, to work on my social media. And I'm also working on developing new skills. So before I started working at the job that I am, I only knew how to edit video and edit photos, which are huge skills because if you're a photographer and videographer, that's big already. But now I'm focusing on motion graphics. I think it's called MoGraphs. I don't know the terminology. I'm learning how to do animations, how to develop PDFs. These are other skills that may not make sense right now, but you become more versatile, more wanted. You're a well-rounded creative with a very, very specific skill set in video and photo editing. But now motion graphics, adding to that, creating PDFs, whether it's for my personal website to give to clients. These are other things that will continue to help increase your salary, increase your worth, and your hourly rate when you give it to clients. So you can go from $100 an hour to $250 an hour because you know a specific skill set. Knowing how to do Photoshop, how to edit people out, how to edit certain things, how to make somebody's teeth wider, how to remove blemishes. These are all things that can take you from zero to six figures. But you have to keep at it. You want to be a master at your skill set. And continue to invest in yourself. Take those classes. I'm thinking about investing in taking motion graphic classics and After Effects. Because these are things that will set you apart. And I think that's something to keep in mind. A lot of people can make videos, but can they make good videos? Can they add graphics? Can they add layers? Can they do automation? Can they work on audio? Can they do these other things that a client may not think of, but again, they add that little extra to the video, to the client's final product. And that's what it comes down to when you're making these videos, when you're taking these photos, when you're working on animations. Like, these are the things that are going to take you from making nothing to making a living, and a living that will not only pay the bills, but you can reinvest in your business, reinvest in yourself. And also take time to relax, because honestly, working 70 to 80 hours a week is exhausting, and honestly, it can cause quick burnout, and you want to get to a point where you're working just enough where you're making a living, and you can enjoy it, you can have fun, and that's one thing a lot of people need to learn, especially nowadays where working your butt off is like the norm. You need to learn how to have fun and enjoy the fruits of your labor as well. You don't want to wait till you're 80 years old to take a vacation. Like, make sure to enjoy the little things, take time off, and do what you want to do. So for me, the process of me going from making no money to making well over what I thought I would ever be making was a long process, but it's doable and it's possible. And I don't only make money through videos and photos, but I have other businesses on the side, whether it's selling video footage, stock footage of Boston with drones, with my license, selling prints. There are so many other ways that you can make money. You just have to think about it and then create the opportunities for yourself to do it. I get maybe 3 to 5 messages every single day about prints and questions like that. And then you just send them and you're making money like that on the fly. I woke up the other morning to a $50 Venmo account or a Venmo payment to me for somebody using a photo on their Instagram. Like, there are so many different ways you can make money. It's stupid. But the opportunities are out there. You just have to go out and go get it. So, can creators, can photographers, videographers, animators make well over six figures doing what they love? Absolutely. Will it take a lot of hard work? Absolutely. You just need to make those opportunities for yourselves. So, my story wasn't the most conventional at all. I was working in admission, worked in social media, and now I do videography, photography full-time. You just have to present those opportunities. You have to make sure people know who you are and make sure people know what you do and do it often and do it well. And then just in a matter of time, things will happen. Things will work out for everyone, and there's enough out there. You don't have to move to LA. You don't have to move to New York. Will it help? Sure. I was thinking about doing that myself, but I decided to stay in Boston because I figured there are so many businesses out here. There's a bunch of opportunity. It's just a matter of who wants it the most and who's going to be able to be the first ones to get it. And I've had so many great corporate opportunities that I've had to turn down just because I value my free time way too much, because at the end of the day, you can be making so much money, but are you able to even enjoy it? And what's the point of making money? What's the point of having a great business when your business is running your life? You want to run your business. Your business shouldn't run you. And thank you, Zach Johnson, for bringing that up. He was the one who gave me that quote. And it's so true. It's so, so true. Because being poor sucks. But being rich and having nobody to share it with, that sucks even more. I'd rather be poor with my friends and my family than have all the money in the world and be by myself. And it's finding that subtle balance. Find that in between where you can enjoy the fruits of your labor and make a killing. So, get out there, go diverse your streams of revenue, and make a killing, because if I can do it, any of you guys can, trust me. I'm still figuring it out, but you just gotta be hungry enough to go get it, go want it. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. This was my little story of how I made this all happen. It's still, like, unbelievable for me to think. I mean, I still think about it sometimes, like, how did I make this happen? And it's honestly, I just made videos every other day for a year and a half straight, and I just got really good at it. I took it seriously, and then I was able to make it a full-time job and my business. So on that note, go crush it, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'll be back next week. See ya.